eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Dan Karpuck, riding solo once again, as you can see here. On Friday, I have an MLB odds boost. I have two MLB best bets. I'm going to get right into this because I'm so excited about these here. So for the odds boost, the White Sox to beat the Giants and Jose Abreu to hit a home run is boosted to plus 1,400 at Caesars. 1,400. Now, what's nice about this is that if the White Sox win and score some runs, presumably Jose Abreu would have something to do with it, right? They kind of go together. So let's just back up a quick second here. Just want to note a couple things about the White Sox in this particular matchup. So first of all, BetQL is giving the White Sox a 41.84% chance to win this game. That's plus 139 odds. So I did the little translation there on the little tool for you. So also, yes, Abreu is having a down year. He's had 9 home runs. He hasn't hit one in 16 games. That's quite a slump for someone like him. You know, he one might say he's due. I don't really go with that language. It's a little old-timerish for me. I don't go with the he's due type of lingo. But he hasn't hit one in half a month. However, he is a beast on the road. He's hitting .353 with 7 home runs and 28 RBI in 136 at-bats on the road this season. That's very, very good, obviously. I don't know what's going on with him at home. That's another story, but we don't have to worry about that here in this odds boost. Alex Cobb is pitching for the Giants. He's starting. He's allowed 4 home runs in his last 5 starts. The Giants' bullpen is average, but what stuck out to me there when I looked up their statistics was that they don't walk many guys, and they also don't strike many guys out. So there's going to be a lot of balls in play. I think that factors in as well. We're really fishing for reasons, obviously, to take a shot on plus 1,400. It's plus 1,400 for a reason. Obviously, it's not probable. However, you know, it's plus 139 odds for the White Sox to win, according to BetQL. And we're just needing an Abreu home run. And he's proven over the course of his career, you know, he's a MVP. He is a slugger. And he's obviously proven on the road this season that he could get the job done. So at plus 1400, worth a shot. I'm not going to put a full unit on it or anything like that, but I'm certainly going to sprinkle some on this one here today. A couple other best bets for you. My favorite bet on the entire slate is Twins -1.5 runs versus the Orioles. The main reason for that is that BetQL is projecting this to be the most lopsided outcome on the entire board today. Minnesota holds a 2.5 run advantage in the model. That's very, very rare. As someone who looks at this data every single day, that's very rare to see. And also, the Twins have a 79.16% chance to win this game outright. I'm going to also continue my personal tradition in fading Orioles starter Spencer Watkins, who I featured in one of my 3 gas cans to bet against on today's slate article on BetQL.com, so you can go check that out. Since the start of last season, Watkins has repeatedly proven that he is not an MLB pitcher. In 89 2/3 innings at the major league level, check this out. 6.93 ERA, 1.67 whip. and he's given up 69 earned runs, 115 hits, 19 home runs in just 89 and two-thirds innings. That's horrendous. He's a bad pitcher. Meanwhile, twin starter Joe Ryan, 6-3 with a 3.20 ERA. He's a quality starter. He's someone I trust to deliver a quality start for Minnesota in this matchup. And once again, I trust the model, and the model's projecting the Twins to easily cover this number here. So get them at the best number you can. It's going to be juiced up a little bit, but I love them in this spot here. Also love them getting them at alternate run lines as well. That's something you could dabble with here too. Another team you could do that with here is the Yankees -1.5 at the Guardians. The reason, Gerrit Cole's on the mound against Aaron Civale. Aaron Civale is 2-4 with a 7.2 ERA. He has been horrendous this season, 40 innings pitched, giving up 51 hits, 32 earned runs. He also got lit up by the Yankees, who hasn't earlier this season. He allowed 7 hits, 6 earned runs in just 3 innings and a 10-2 defeat earlier in the season. And unfortunately, he's going to face the best offense in baseball tonight. And that's very concerning for him, obviously. So I like New York's team total going over that. I like going over the Twins team total, as I spoke about earlier as well. I like parlaying both of those together. I'm going to be doing a lot of that today. I also like home run props for Byron Buxton on the Twins. Obviously, I love him every night. So if that's a reasonable price, I'm going to pay that. Same thing with Aaron Judge. How can you not love him right now? But guys like Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, the guys you can really trust every night with your hard-earned money. So I'm Dan Carpuck. You can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Carpuck. And be sure to subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you can get your podcasts. And head betql.com/boosts to see all of today's best odds boosts. Thanks for listening.